Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world as far as the supernatural. I just wanted to share a little experience where I went into this ghost town, which was called the Town of Helper. And I just recently just posted some pictures on Facebook on this old abandoned building that had some pretty interesting stuff to it. It looks like it was burned down, and it was back in 1990s, and there was graveyards that were by it. A lot of people that had died there and, you know, buried there, and a lot of burial grounds there. And it's interesting because it was almost like it was a very dead town. And when we went inside the building, there's a lot of spirit activity there. A lot of demonic activity there, I'm sure, over the years. And I was just looking at the windows of that building where it had those bars on the window. So it just kind of made me think about some of these experiments, these government experiments like Montauk and Shutter Island and all these different experiments that are going on, alien experiments, which is all part of, Area 51. And we have all talked about how we've seen a lot of UFOs and a lot of alien and skinwalker activity. Is there anything you want to share of that, Roy?
That's interesting you would bring that up. And you know, when there's bars on the windows like that, are they trying to keep something in that building, or were they trying to keep something from getting into the building? And that's, the question that came to me. In a secluded area where there's hardly any people.
Yeah, and that's very interesting because in Canada, I think it's in Canada, I'm not sure, where they have the Montauk laboratory or facility. There was trails that would go to Montauk, but it would almost appear on the trails that it would say, this area is restricted, and you cannot go in this area, or this is just a trail area. And they would kind of cover it up and make people think it was something else. And so in this area, it was almost like the same thing, but there was like other buildings that were very big. And then I got to see one of the houses of, as everybody knows, they've heard of his name, Aleister Crowley. And as everybody knows, the history of Aleister Crowley is that he was a wizard. He was a black wizard. And he was a very powerful wizard. And a lot of his apprentices actually lived there in the town of Helper. And in this home, this house was like in the middle of nowhere up in this area. And I would like to show people those pictures, what I took. But I did take the, I sent you a picture, Roy, about the Aleister Crowley, his home, which I thought was kind of interesting because his house is like a mansion. It's like in the middle of nowhere. And so not too many people get to, see Aleister Crowley's homes. He has more than one home. He also has some in London and England. I was doing some research. And, he was very tied in with a lot of the conspiracy stuff of what's going on. Yeah, he was definitely dabbling into a lot of dark magic, a lot of black magic. Is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
That's interesting. From the picture that I saw that you had to me on your, you know, you text that to me on your phone.
Yeah.
You could really pick up on some weird energy from that picture, you know, especially where that's in the middle of nowhere. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I do know something about the Helper area. You know, it was a mining town where, you know, different cultures came from all over, you know, the world to work in those coal mines. And over the years, a lot of people have died from cave-ins, you know, in those coal mines, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people died and even killed because, you know, it was almost similar to like all these old gold mining towns, but this was a coal mining town. And a lot of killings, a lot of other, you know, activities were going on in that town also. Just wanted to share that. Do we have any callers tonight?
Yeah, we got one caller waiting on the line from the 646. Let's go ahead and get to our psychic readings now that we've shared about our supernatural experiences. If anybody would like to call in and have any kind of experiences, please feel free to call in and talk about your experience. Let's go ahead and bring on the 646 here. You're on the air.
Hey, greetings everyone. This is Tony from New York.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, Tony, and how can we help you?
Yeah, I had a question. I was presented with a person who wanted to serve as a literary agent for me, and I wanted to know if that union would work or would I be better off, you know, seeking either a different agent or just going directly to the publishers.
Go ahead,
Adrian. Well, I was just going to say, I'll tell you what my guides see, and then I'll have Roy tell you what his sees. And my guides are telling me that you need to go with a different agency. And I feel like somebody is dragging their feet. I just see the image of someone dragging their feet, and I see you in a new fresh start and with what you're doing. And I also see new environments. I see a lot of travel around you. And I do see that you have been kind of struggling with something that you're pursuing that hasn't come into fruition yet. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Yeah, and so I do see that you need to press forward in this. And I do see things are kind of on a standstill. Like I pulled one of my ruins, and one of my ruins that I pulled was ice ruin, and that means that everything is frozen right now, and everything is on standstill right now, and everything is kind of isolated. And maybe that's why I was talking about my experience, how I went to this town, where I felt like there was a lot of isolation. And so it's almost like a reflection of, you know, something that has to come into fruition, that people need to take some time to be more grounded. And there is a lot of isolation, and things are moving really slowly. And things have been moving really slowly, like even for me and Roy. You know, and we've been feeling kind of isolated. So that makes a lot of more sense to me, you know, that things have been kind of slow recently. But yeah. I actually do see a lot of changes that are coming ahead for you. Go ahead, Roy.
I just wanted to add, my guys are telling me that you're going through a cycle right now. And the cycle has a lot to do with anger and passion. With what you're doing in this cycle is going through a balance or competition. You're trying to catch up. Main thing is, you know, what's ahead for you. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Did any of those things that I mentioned, some of the things that you're going through right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do believe I'm, you know, trying to balance, like, you know, different emotions to push through, because, you know, I feel like I guess I'm at the, you know, at those last stages where, you know, I do know that you need that extra energy to push through, especially when you don't see things like investing how you want to. It just becomes like a matter of, you know, internal will. And that's pretty much where I am, you know, kind of like, you know, having that battle. But I know what I need to do. I need to push through. But you do go through a different range of emotions to, you know, to try to get to where you want to go to. Yeah. The other thing I was going to mention, because the way that you guys had opened up, when you mentioned Aleister Crowley, I thought that was interesting, just because I've just been observing a lot of things that's been going on, I guess, even, you know, through the music industry, through entertainment, even through what they call, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of CERN.
Say that again.
Are you guys aware of CERN?
CERN?
Yes.
And
it's the Hadron Collider in Switzerland.
Oh, that's yeah, in Switzerland.
Yes.
Is it like a stargate?
Yeah. So, you know, I was curious as to know if you, because I know that they just switched it on. Like a few weeks ago, if not last week. And, you know, I want to know if you guys were familiar with the purpose behind it, you know.
And this is interesting. See, there was a eclipse during this spring equinox.
Right.
And from what I've been hearing, you know, the information I've been getting is that it opened up a portal.
Mm.
And so this collider, along with that, I'm sure this was, you know, some of the plan, you know, to open and, you know, and manifest whatever they wanted to bring through that portal.
Right. Right.
Adrian, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you want to share anything?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of places from back east, again, you know, like you were saying about this thing going on, there's a lot of rituals going on in different countries, like Iceland, Greenland, Brazil, and also Germany, and I think a lot of those places are actually getting the energy off the solar eclipse, in which I think whatever energies that they're doing, they're harnessing that energy for whatever they're summoning, and so I think it's just another way of opening up more portals, and we don't, you know, again, I think it has a lot to do with those stargates, too. And, you know, we saw that big stargate over there in China. I know there's more around, but that's the one I saw, was the one in China. And it looked like it was a pretty good, pretty big stargate from what we saw.
Right.
Is there any thoughts on that, Roy?
That's interesting, because why would they make it so, you know, huge or gigantic, you know?
Yeah.
This is
like something,
you know, very
something big,
big, you know. Was there anything else, Tony, that you wanted to share?
Oh, yeah, I was, you know, because I was kind of just wondering, like, if the purpose of it was to basically bring in, you know, entities, and also, you know, because I know that a lot of what they were doing was, like, you know, with individuals, with the MK Ultra, was kind of like demon, basically inserting demons into people. And I wanted to know if, like, this CERN thing was, like, just a bigger way to do it on a massive level to people, you know, who are basically, you know, kind of like mind controlled through the media and what have you. Like, I kind of wondered if that was, like, the move that they were trying to make.
And that's interesting, because why is it that even Hollywood is getting more and more movies made, you know, about demon, you know, possession?
Right.
And you're hearing more and more on the news about people being possessed.
Right.
And them doing, you know, where a lot of these priests are having to do, you know, their rituals to, you know, get these demons out.
Right.
Yeah, wait. You're hitting the nail right on the head. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Like I said, you know,
yeah.
I usually don't have a venue to, you know, like, speak to people about my theories, just because, you know, it's not too many people having this discussion. So I thank you for having a show to have.
Oh, you're welcome. We're pretty much open to everything, along with our readings. Me and Adrian are hypnotherapists, so we work closely with the subconscious mind.
Mm.
And in the subconscious mind is, you know, everything is possible.
Mm.
You know much about hypnosis?
It's funny you mentioned that. I had, you know, I was reading about, like, the subconscious mind, and also, like, how they, you know, like, program, like, you know, everything from the Disney movies to just you know, with the subliminals. To just different things. That's why I know, like, when people are, like, watching television, unless you're, like, you know, constantly aware that they're putting things out there, you're highly susceptible to, you know, all the symbols that they're putting in front of you. And I know that it puts you in, I think they call it an alpha state once you watch television for, like, what, 15 minutes or something like that, where, you know, you're susceptible to, you know, the symbols and the light flickerings and what have you. So and I know that's, you know, if they can get you into a certain state, they can impart a lot of mind control techniques to you. So that's kind of what I know about that so far.
You know, that's interesting, because, you know, they use, you know, the media, they use, you know, reading, you know, books, or, you know, or listening, you know, to music, or even, you know, put you in that alpha state.
Right.
So, you know, you're using all kinds of different frequencies, you know, different colors, different lights, you know, a lot of different ways to, you know, get people into a trance.
Right.
I just wanted to share that with you.
And I guess I'm also curious to know, like, if the soul's purpose, you know, if we're here to, I guess, have this experience to better ourselves, to you know, move on, like, if you get mind control, like, where does that leave your, or like demon possessed to the point where like you're not even in control of yourself anymore? Like, where does that leave the initial soul that was in the body? Does it, you know, are you basically left in that still state where, you know, if you die, you basically got to come back to do everything over again from the point where you were not where they took over? Like, you know, I'm curious, like, as far as the free will aspect of, you know, our journey, like when a person becomes possessed or mind control, like, where does that leave them?
And that's interesting because we, you know, as humans, you know, in this body, you know, we allow whatever we want into our lives. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And we can, you know, either follow or be awakened and be aware, you know, of what really is going on out there and be aware of our surroundings, you know, because we're being spiritually guided every day, you know, and we have to remember, you know, where we come from and where we're going.
Right.
You know, that's our purpose, you know, of being here.
Right. But I kind of like often wonder, like, you know, when I look at like the stuff that was, say, going on with Mengele, you know, from Nazi in Operation Paperclip, when they brought him over here, when they got people like strapped in the chairs and doing, like, you know, creating this trauma based mind control, like, you know, especially when they're working
and
with
that's interesting because me and my son have studied about Montauk.
Right.
Adrian, you want to share a little bit more with that? Adrian, are you there? Looks like we might have lost Adrian now. But anyway, we have, you know, this has been going back for years and years and all the way back to the